各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace and peace of the Lord always be with you.
今天晚上我们用蒙恩三步骤，蒙恩三步骤作为题目，我们来一起劝勉。
So this evening we'd like to use the topic three ways to obtain grace as a mutual encouragement.
我们信了耶稣的人有各样天上的属灵的大福气。
And those of us who have believed in the Lord Jesus have a great blessing with God.
我们得称为神的儿子。
We become the children of God.
我们又可以将来天上的产业。
And in the future, we can have a heavenly inheritance.
但是我们活在人间，我们希望能够恩上加恩。
And since we dwell among men, we wish to go from grace to grace.
那我们最近在读这个上行之诗就是他们朝见神，一步一步走向神所唱的诗歌。
And so recently we have been studying the songs of ascents, that is when they are going proceeding to worship God.
那我们亲近神，恩典就越多。
And so the closer we draw close to God, the more grace we have.
那今天我们用诗篇130篇来谈得恩典需要祷告，需要悔改，需要耐心等候。
And so today we're going to talk about three points from Psalm 130 that we have to pray and we have to be patient.
We need to repent also.
And also to repent.
我们来读诗篇130篇第一节。
Psalms 130 verse 1.
第一节第二节谈到诗人的一个求告神。
And so Psalms 130 1 and 2 is a plea to God.
第一节主啊我从深处向你求告先读第一节就好了。
Verse 1, out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord.
我们人生的福气从亲近神开始。
So our blessings actually comes from drawing near to God.
所以耶伯记22章说你要认识神就得平安。
And so in Job chapter 22 say, if you know God, then you will gain peace.
那福气也必临到你。
And the blessing will surely ring upon you.
那我们来到神面前这样聚集，我们借着祷告，借着听道，就是亲近神、敬拜神的方法。
And so the way we draw near to God is we pray to him and then we draw near and read the
Bible. 我们听道理是听神的话。
When we listen to the word, we're listening to his word.
我们祷告就是跟神说话。
And when we pray, we are talking to God.
我们有说有听有双向的沟通。
So since we talk and we listen, there's a mutual communication.
那这个是这个是亲近神得福气的得恩惠的方法。
And so that's the secret to gain the blessing from God.
那礼拜二在会堂，我跟法拉盛的同龄分享一位奥克兰郭弟兄的见证。
And so in Tuesday in Flushing Church, I shared with the brother sisters testimony from Auckland.
在郭弟兄信主之前，他的太太跟他的孩子。他们是基督徒。
And so before Brother Cole believed their whole families were Christians.
但是呢郭弟兄那时候还没有洗礼觉得呢我们东方人拜祖先信耶稣不拜祖先这个不孝所以反对孩子太太信耶稣。
And so before he did not think that a Christian believing in Jesus that he cannot worship the ancestor, that's not good.
所以当孩子太太每次吃饭都要在饭桌上祷告呢当时的郭先生就说你们要感谢我不是感谢天上的神如果我没有赚钱你们怎么有饭吃呢
So every time when they're about to eat a meal, the wife and the kids, they will say grace, and then the brother Guo says,You should be thanking me. If I don't make the money, how are you going to eat?
可是慢慢他会知道自从孩子跟太太亲近耶稣之后呢他们天天开心凡事顺利。
And slowly he began to realize that his wife and kids had a very smooth life ever since they believed in Jesus.
那他自己呢, 很多事情都非常的不顺利。
And he himself, many things were not smooth.
所以他就从反对啊, 进到这个观察啊, 就是不反对啊, 但是也不赞同啊, 就是为什么你们信的耶稣变得那么快乐呢?
And he initially began to be against their belief, but slowly he accepted.
后来有人带他们全家到真耶稣教会。
And then finally, someone brought their whole family to True Jesus Church.
哦，他得到很多的恩典。
He received much grace.
所以他见证的最后就是说，要快快认识神，你就快快得福气。
And so his testimony conclusion is that the faster you believe in the Lord Jesus, the faster you will get blessing.
你迟迟认识神，你就迟迟得福气。
The slower you come to believe in Jesus, the slower you will be blessed.
所以我们要认识神，要向他来祷告。
And so we need to believe in God and we have to pray to him.
那这边诗人特别提到说，我从深处向你求告。
And here it says, I out of the depths, I have cried to you.
那你如果查这个字深处呢，你会找到，诗篇69篇提到呢，诗人呢，陷在淤泥当中呢，他进到了这个深水当中。
And so if you talk about this word depths, then you can look at Psalm 69, it says, I sink in deep mire.
然后呢，他说，求你搭救我出于淤泥。 不叫我陷在其中。
And it says,
verse 14.
14. Deliver me out of the mire.
那求你使我脱离那些恨我的人，使我脱离深水。所以呢，这个深处的祷告其实就是在深水，在极困难的时候，人从内心的最深处，在困难的深处。 从内心的深处来跟神祷告。
And it says, let me be delivered from those who hate me out of the deep water. So those deep prayers, we are able to ask God to help us.
有时候真的我们走投无路的时候啊，有我们中国话说啊，叫天天不应啊，叫地地不灵啊，你呼天唤地呢，可是也找不到帮助。
And sometimes when we have reached the dead end, we cannot find help anywhere, whether heaven or...
那这边诗人说，这个时候我们要来跟神祷告。
And so here, the Bible tells us that we have to pray to God.
有时候人的尽头呢，就是神的起头。
And sometimes the end of man is the beginning of God.
所以在问题的深处，我们要深深的祷告神。这个深深的祷告神呢， 从内心深处祷告神，就是用心灵诚实来拜神呢。
So in our great problems, we have to pray to God with our spirit and truth.
所以，诸位弟兄姐妹，我们祷告神哦，不只是用膝盖啊，我们这边用心呐。
And so, brother, sister, when we pray, we do not only pray with our knees, but instead we pray with our hearts.
我们祷告神不是用嘴唇呐，是用心呐。所以耶稣说呢，你看哦，有些人哦。 他们用嘴唇敬拜我，宣泄远离我，啊，这样拜神是枉然的。And
so we do not only pray with our mouth, but we have to pray with our hearts, just like when Jesus says, like, look at those who pray, but they are far from me.
我们来读第二节, 130篇第二节。
Psalms 130, verse 2.
第二节, 130篇第二节, 我们现在讲在130篇哦。 主啊, 求你听我的声音。
Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
这个我们跟神祷告要有一种谦卑祈求的态度啊。
So when we pray to God, we have to have a humble attitude.
我们不要以为，我们祷告神，神听我们是应该的。
And so we shouldn't think that when we pray to God, it is God ought needs to listen to us.
就好像一些孩子不应该以为妈妈爱你是应该的。And
so just like some kids, they shouldn't think that their parents need to love them.
妈妈给我们东西吃，妈妈给我们一个地方住，妈妈送我们上学校， 我们不要想，反正她是妈妈，所以她要这样做，她应该这样做。
And so we shouldn't think that the mother needs to feed the kid, needs to take the kids to school and so forth.
我们应该有一个感恩的心，我们应该有一个谦卑祈求的态度。
So we need to have a thankful heart and also a humble attitude to pray to God.
所以我们祷告要有一个恳求的态度了。
And in our prayer, we also have to seek after.
有点祷告不是不谦卑、哦、不是恳求，它是一种、用祷告来让自己感觉良好。
And so some people pray to make themselves feel better, but they're not humble.、
就好像法利赛人的祷告、啊、
Just like the prayer of the Pharisees.
他跟神说，神啊，我感谢你哦，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫哦。
And so he says, Lord, I thank you. I'm not like all the other sinners.
我不像那个税吏啊。
I'm not like the tax collector.
你看我，我一个礼拜禁食两次。
And look at me. I fast twice a week.
你看哦，我所得的都奉献十分之一。
And look, everything I gain, I offer a tithe.
这种感觉是在让自己感觉自我感觉良好而已啦。
And so this only makes him feel better.
这个不是祈求，这个不是恳求，这个不是谦卑。
So that is not pleading to God. That is not humble.
可是旁边那个税吏呢，他连头都不敢抬，他低头捶胸说，哎呀，神啊，求你开恩赦免我这个罪人啊。
And so the tax collector next to him was so humble, he bowed his head, does not dare to raise up. He said, please forgive me, the sinner.
有人问说，为什么我的祷告神都不听呢？
And some people ask, why does not God listen to my prayer?
有时候我们会觉得说，哎呀，我祷告神就应该听我祷告啊。
And sometimes we feel like God needs to listen to us pray.
如果神每次都听你祷告，那到底谁是神？你是神还是他是神？
And so every time God listens to you when you pray, who is God? Is it God is God or you are God?
我们的神不是阿拉神丁、哦、你那个神灯啊，你那个在上面这个擦一擦，然后一个鸡你就出来说 My master, 我的主人，我可以为你做什么。
And so our God is not Aladdin where you can rub the lamp and then the genie comes out and say, Master, what can I do for you?、
所以无论怎么样我们都要谦卑祈求的态度。
So no matter what, we have to have a humble heart to ask.
你看第二节那个最后一句话说，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
And let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications、
这个讲 supplication 有的是讲 cry 有的是讲 plea、有时候我们祷告、需要有一种、有一种哭，有一种真的拜托、真的从很恳切的态度恳求，不是随便马虎的祈求。
And sometimes when we pray, we have to have this kind of like a begging attitude that we really earnestly seeking.
甚至有时候像约伯啊，他向神眼泪汪汪啊，真的有时候哈，我们祷告到这个伤心处哈，我们真的是跟神大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
And so sometimes when we pray, we have to be like Job. He prays with a weeping, with a loud voice.
Yeah. 耶稣哈跟我们讲说，有时候祷告要情辞迫切，情就是情感，辞就是词句，迫切就是非常急切需要的意思。
And so Jesus tells us that we have to pray with all of our heart that we are seeking after Him.
所以耶稣在克西马连祷告，他的汗珠像雪点滴在地上。他大声流泪哀哭祷告。
So when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed till his sweat dropped like big drops. And
其实我们祷告真的要那种恳切的心、earnest.
So we need to have this earnest attitude in prayer.
我喜欢到非洲去的一个原因呢，就是我很很 appreciate 很或者 admire。很喜欢看到非洲人的祷告。
And so one thing I like to go to Africa is because I really admire to see the prayer of the brothers in Africa.
他们祷告真的是、真的是、 情此迫切啊，情此迫切。
And so they pray exceedingly earnestly.
哎，我们圣经上记载，有时候祷告像众水的声音，像打雷的声音，像群众的声音。
And so the Bible describes praying is like thunder, it's like roaring waters.
有时候你到非洲的一些地方去，他们祷告就像这样子。
And sometimes if you go to Africa, their prayer is just like that.
啊，这个是我们蒙恩呐 啊的一个方法，就是在神面前恳切祈求。
So that is one of the secrets to gain the blessing is that we have to earnestly plead before God.
那再来呢，我们也要懂得啊，求神赦免我们的罪过。
And then we also have to know how to ask God to forgive us.
我们来读130篇第三节。
Psalms 130 verse 3.
130篇第三节。
Psalms 130 verse 3.
第三节，主啊，你若就查罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？请读。
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
如果神啊要来啊用放大镜来看我们每个人的缺点，每个人的罪恶呢，到底谁可以在神面前站立得住呢？
And if God is going to put everybody under the microscope, who can stand before him?
诗篇143篇第二节说哈，因为在你面前哈，还活着的没有一个义人呐。
And so Psalms 143 verse 2 it says, For in your sight no one living is righteous.
你还记得有一次啊，有人坐在一个患淫乱的跑到主耶稣面前呢，问主耶稣说要不要用石头打死？
And so do you still remember the adulterous woman, the people brought the adulterous woman before the Lord Jesus and asked him, who dared to stone him? Her.
那因为按照摩西的律法，这个是要用石头打死的。
So according to the Mosaic laws, this person deserved to be stoned to death.
但是按照罗马的律法，他们没有这个资格这样做。
But under the Roman law, they don't have the authority to do that.
那耶稣就说，你们当中谁没有罪的，可以丢第一个石头。
So Jesus said, who among you have no sin, they can throw the first stone.
请问结果怎么样？
And let me ask you, what was the conclusion?
圣经上说，从老到少，一个一个就离开了。
So the Bible described from the old to the young, one by one, they departed her.
为什么从老的开始呢？因为人活越久，其实我们做错的事情就越多了。
And so why do they begin with the old? It's because the longer you live, the more wrongs you have done.
所以耶稣一句话，没有一个人在耶稣面前站立得住了。
So nobody can stand before the Lord Jesus.
耶稣啊，约翰在讲说呢，一个人如果说自己没有罪，其实就是自己欺骗自己啊。
So the Bible says, if a person says they don't have sins, they are lying to themselves.
这样真理就不在他里面了。
And the truth is not in them.
这样他就是以神为说谎的。
And so they are lying before God.
我们中国话说哈，人非圣贤，谁能无过？我们每个人都不是圣人呐，每个人都会有一些过错。
And so there's a saying that nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes.
所以中国话说，鼻孔朝下的没有一个义人呢。
So there's a Chinese saying that all those who have nostrils below, nobody is righteous.
圣经上说，其实我们真的都是不洁净的人。我们认为自己的义呢，好啊，其实都像一件污秽的衣服啊。
And so we think that we are righteous, but we are actually filth.
我们都像叶子啊，渐渐枯干了、我们的罪啊，像风把我们吹去了。
And so we fade as a leaf. Our iniquities like the wind.
所以真的，我们每一个人呐、多多少少都有罪，有原罪，有本罪。
And so each one of us have the original sin and also the sin of our life.
那我们都知道，神是圣洁的，他是不听罪人的祷告。
We know that God is holy. He does not listen to a sinner.
圣经上特别记载哦，神不听扫罗的祷告。
And so in the Bible, especially mentions that God did not listen to the prayer of Saul.
我们来看撒母记上的二十八章第六节。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母记上二十八章第六节。
Chapter 28, verse 6.
二十八章第六节。
Chapter 28, verse 6.
扫罗求问主，主却不借梦或巫灵或先知回答他，请读。
And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him.
这个在旧约时代，有神回答人，有时候借着梦，有时候借着先知，有时候借着乌灵跟土明啊，就是祭司前面的两个板子啊。
And so in the Old Testament, there's many ways the way God will answer a prayer, either through visions, through dreams, through prophets, or Urim.
那这边记载扫罗怎么祷告啊？神就是不回答他。
And so here describe how Saul kept on praying, but God did not respond to him.
请问为什么？
And let me ask you why.
如果我们读历史就知道扫罗这个人哦，他没有悔改的心呢，他犯罪都没有悔改的心呢。
And if we read the history, we can see that King Saul did not ever, even though he made a mistake, he never repented.
那个先知跟他讲你做错了，然后他就找一些借口来遮掩他的错。
And so the prophet mentioned what he has done wrong, but he tried to find all kind of excuses to explain that what he did.
比如说啊，有一次神让他去灭亚玛利人啊。
And so one time God asked him to defeat the Amalekites.
那个亚玛利人很坏，以色列出埃及的时候，他们都是啊进杀那个进后面那些软弱走不动的啊，在队伍后面的人呢、啊。
So the Amalekites are very evil because they will attack those in the rear who are weak.
那你知道，你要欺负神的百姓，就欺负神了。后来神要来报应他们了。
And so because they took advantage of God's people, then God is going to take revenge on them.
那主就让扫罗说，你要把他们灭了，包括他们的牛羊。
And so God instructed King Saul to eliminate everything, all the people and also their livestock.
结果扫罗没有啊，把王啊，把好的牛羊都留下来啊。
But Saul did not follow. He left behind all the livestock.
撒母耳 challenge 他，挑战他的时候，他说：“哎呀，我这个好的牛羊哦，都要献给神的呢。”
And so Samuel challenged him, and then he says, "Oh, I was going to leave behind all these good things for God."
撒母耳就说：“哈，听命啊，胜过于献祭；顺从啊，胜过羔羊的自由。”
And so Samuel told him that it's better to obey than to sacrifice.
所以为什么扫罗祷告神不听？就是神给他一次两次机会，他总是不悔改。
So the reason why God did not respond to King Saul's prayers because once, twice a warning, he did not listen.
有的人问说呢，为什么哈我祷告神都没有在听我祷告啊
？So some people say, why God does not listen to my prayers?
我一天祷告半个小时，有时候一个小时，有时候两个小时，为什么神不听？
How come I pray sometimes half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours a day, but God does not listen?
当然可能有一些原因，但其中有原因哦，可能是我们罪没有在神面前呢，能够有一个好的解决。
Perhaps there's many reasons, but one of the reasons that we have not resolved our sins before God.
有时候我们祷告不蒙垂听哦，跟祷告的内容没有关系，跟祷告时间长短也没有关系。
And so sometimes when God has not listened, it doesn't mean how long we pray or our contents.
跟我们这个人有关系啊。
But it is directly related to the person.
就像扫罗这个人神不听他祷告一样。
And just like God did not listen to this person, Saul.
所以以赛亚先知这样告诉我们哦。
So Isaiah prophet told us this.
神的手不是短的啦，没有办法伸到我们这边来帮助我们啦。
It is not that God's hands are short that he cannot reach to help us.
神的耳朵不是背了啦，不是听不到了，实在是我们的罪跟神隔绝了。
It is not that God's ears cannot listen to us, but instead our sins has divided us from God.
我们的罪呢，让神湮灭了，不再看我们了。
So that our sins has resulted that God does not want to look at us.
所以我们要得恩惠要解决罪的问题。
And so in order to gain the blessing of grace, we have to resolve the sins.
我们来看诗篇130篇第四节。
Psalms 130 verse 4。
诗篇130篇第四节。
Psalms 130 verse 4。
130篇第四节，但在你有赦罪之恩，要叫人敬畏你。请读。
But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared.
我们的神哦, 真的可以原谅我们啊。
So our God indeed can forgive us.
他可以赦免我们的罪。
He can forgive our sins.
你还记得有个摊子啊, 啊, 来到耶稣面前啊, 那耶稣跟他讲说, 啊, 你的罪赦了。
And do you still remember there was a cripple who came to Jesus and Jesus says, your sins are forgiven.
那些文士华丽善就说你是什么人啊怎么可以赦人的罪呢
And so those Pharisees says, who are you to say you can forgive sins?
耶稣说为了证明人子在地上有赦罪的权柄就跟他这样说起来拿着你的褥子行走
And so it says, and Jesus says, the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins and ask the cripple to rise up and walk.
所以他能够赦罪，那用神迹来证明他可以赦罪。
And so he can forgive sins and he used miracles to prove that.
那今天在我们教会的洗礼也有赦罪的功效，因为有圣灵的运行。
And sometimes, so in the baptism of our church today, there's able to forgive sins.
那你怎么知道有赦罪的功效呢？
And how do you know there's an effect to forgive sins?
比如说在巴黎有个潘巴巴, 他瘫痪, 可是从水里上来可以自己走路。
And so there's this person, once after getting baptized, he is able to walk like...
这个神迹证明洗礼本身有赦罪的功效。
And so that is to prove that the baptism can forgive sins.
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们洗礼是在活水江河里面洗礼, 那个活水, 神是活神, 那个 活水会跟着你留一生啊，所以呢，你今天如果犯了不至于死的罪，你真的恳切悔改，神还再次赦免你的罪。
And so today, when we baptize, we baptize in a living body of water. As long as we continue to walk in Him, we will be able to be saved.
啊，真的，我们哈那个十诫不要再犯了哈。
Then we no longer can commit any of the Ten Commandments.
我们一些 偶然被过患所剩的，我们也要每日要祷告，求神赦免我们。
And so all the mistakes or the other sins we have done, we have to ask the forgiveness.
圣上讲说有一种隐而未现的罪啊，隐藏没有出现的，就是有时候连你都不知道那种属灵的骄傲，那一种看不见的，你自己都不知道的罪，我们祷告要求神赦免我们这种。 我们自己都不知道自己有犯的罪。
And so sometimes we have might commit on hidden sins that we don't even know it is a sin, and we have to pray to God to remove and forgive these sins.
那真的，当我们啊没有罪啊，神的脸再次他的荣光啊充满在我们的身上。
When we have no sin, then His glory will be shine upon us.
他的手再次啊来安慰我们，带领我们，扶持我们。
So that his hands can also to guide us and to be with us.
这个就是蒙恩的方法。And
that is a way to get be blessed.
所以弟兄姐妹，那个祷告求神赦免真的 very critical， 真的非常重要。And
so, brother, sister, to pray and ask for the forgiveness of our sins is very important.
圣经上讲摩西站在破口，那是什么意思呢？
And so, when the Bible says Moses stand at the gap, what does that mean?
你知道以色列百姓200万人啊，很多人他们拜金牛犊啊，生气了，生气的不得了，要把他们全部灭光。And
there was 2 million plus Israelites that God wanted to destroy.
啊，结果神就上山了，对神啊，摩西就上山对神说啊。So
Moses went up to the mountain and told God.
啊，神啊，哎呀，这个百姓犯罪了哈。那圣经上特别写点点点，可能有一段时间是沉默的。 然后就是说，请你原谅他们，不然哦，你如果不原谅他们哦，把我的名字从生命册拿掉了。And
then Moses began to tell God, says, the Israelites have sinned. Please, if you don't take punishment, then remove me from the book of life.
啊，结果神说呢，所以犯罪我就数划水了哦。
And then God says, whoever have sinned, I will punish that person.
但是因为他的代祷，后来神真的没有全部灭掉以色列百姓了。And
so because of his prayer, then God really did not destroy the Israelites.
但是一个人的代祷，那个求赦免，那神真的赦免大家。
And so for one person's prayer to ask for forgiveness and God forgave all of them.
这样讲哦, 另外一个王叫亚哈, 他说, 没有一个人坏得像亚哈一样, 因为他听老婆啊, 听到把全国都带向拜偶像的那条路去了。
And so there's an evil king, King Ahab, that his wife have led him to cause all the people to worship idol into destruction.
然后他跟他太太呢, 又抢了拿伯的葡萄, 用诡计做假见证呢, 又, 害死了拿伯啊。
And so he also took the vineyard of Naab and caused harm to him.
那结果先知出现责备他。
And then the prophet appeared and rebuked him.
那个狗哦, 在哪里舔拿伯的血啊, 将来就要在那里舔你的血了。
So wherever the dog lick the blood of Naboth, that's where you will be licked.
还属亚哈家的要尽被除灭。
And so all of this from this family, Jezebel, will be destroyed.
哇, 亚哈一听, 难过啊, 难过怎么办? 回家禁食。 悔改祷告。
And so when King Ahab heard this, he was saddened, and then he went back and repented.
身穿麻布衣啊, 睡觉的时候也穿麻布衣啊, 这个代表一种哀伤啊, 麻衣啊, 穿好像哀伤的衣服啊。
And so he went back, wore the sackcloth, and it shows that he is humble.
啊, 走路都慢慢走, 缓缓而行。
And he walked slowly to examine himself.
结果神就跟以利亚说啊,
and then God told Elijah,
你看哦, 亚哈这样在我面前自卑啊,
you see,
在我面前谦卑, 你看到了没有?
Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me?
所以他还活着的时候呢, 我跟他讲这些灾祸呢, 啊, 不会降到他的身上, 只会降到他儿子, 他死的时候, 这个灾祸才降到这个家庭啊。
So while he's living, I will not bring upon the judgment upon, but it will be unto his future descendants.
你看哦, 连亚哈这么坏哦, 他悔改祷告, 神还缓刑呢, 还给他恩惠。
And so you can imagine such an evil king Ahab, he was able to repent and God gave him grace.
你还记得有一次啊, 大卫跟拔示巴换奸淫生下一个孩子。
And do you still remember when King David had committed adultery with Bathsheba and also had a child?
那神就击打这个孩子, 让他病得很重。
And so God punished the child and was greatly ill.
大卫做什么?
What did David do?
大卫躺在地上不吃不喝七天七夜, 就是禁食祷告, 悔改。
So David laid on the floor and fasted and prayed for 7 days and nights.
请问孩子有没有死?
And let me ask, did the child die?
死了。
The child died.
那你说悔改没有功效?
And let me ask you, is there effect in repentance?
我说还是有功效, 为什么呢?
I say there's still effect, why?
那件事情之后, 圣经上说神为了安慰他们, 哦, 又赐给他另外一个孩子啊, 就是所罗门啊。 哦, 所以你死掉一个, 因为你悔改, 神又把一个更好的孩子赐给你啊。
And so the Bible records that although he fasted and prayed, God gave him another child called Solomon that was even better to comfort him.
所以弟兄姐妹哦, 这边说神有赦罪之恩啊, 要叫人敬畏你, 要叫人敬畏神。 真的你读圣经啊, 你会觉得, 哇, 神的慈爱真的是, 永远长存啊,
so, brother, sister, we can see that God has great mercy as he is able to forgive our sins.
所以哦, 每次你要得恩典哦, 你要属灵的复兴哦, 你真的要从悔改开始。
So in order to renew ourselves, it must begin with a repentance.
啊, 所以讲习会, 我们常常跟小朋友讲说, 你现在拿一根刀哦, 插到自己的心里面去啊, 把那些污秽通通把它磕出来啊。 其实不是真正的刀, 是一个无形的刀啊, 你自己要在神面前呢, 啊, 在那边啊, 啊, 还行, 然后把那个污秽刻出来。
And so in the student spiritual convocations, we often tell our students, say, you need to take a figurative spiritual sword. We have to stab our hearts so we can remove all the impurities from our heart.
啊, 这是我们得恩典的开始。
And so this is the beginning to receive God's grace.
那我们再来谈了，我们要得到恩典啊，的第三个方法，就是要懂得等候神，仰望神。
And so the third point we're going to talk about how to obtain grace. It is to hope for God.
好，对不起，我这个灯好像坏了，等一下给我一分钟。
Give me.
灯好像坏了。好，我们来看诗篇133篇。
Turn to Psalm 130.
130篇的第五节。
Psalms 130 verse 5.
第五节。我等候主，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope.
我们祷告之后，我们认罪之后啊，我们也要有一个耐心等候神的时间。
So once we pray and ask for God's forgiveness, we also have to have to be patient, to wait.
你知道，我们现在活在一个非常快速的时代，我们很多东西都是速度快的，我们到这个便利商店啊，那个速度很快。
And so today we live in a very fast-paced society. Everything we do, has to be fast.
我们到麦当劳，到 Burger King, 我们吃饭也吃得很快。
When we go to the fast food restaurants like McDonald's or Burger King, we have a very quick meal.
我们到亚马逊去订东西，我们希望明天就拿到东西 ,second day delivery, 明天就拿到东西。
When we go to Amazon, order something, we have something overnight.
那这个成为我们社会的一个常态，就是，这个态度呢，造成说，你祷告神，我现在就要拿到，就你现在就要回答我。
And so this is an expectation that the world has today is that I pray today, you have to respond to me right away.
但是世人说呢，不是哦，我要等候神呢，哈。
But here it says, I wait for the Lord.
那为什么我们刚刚说要等候神？因为其实哈。有一些原因呢，你不得不等候了。
And so there are some certain reasons we have to wait.
那传道书三章在讲哦，天下万物都有定时。
And so in Ecclesiastes it says there's a time for everything under the sun.
生有时，死有时，栽种有时，有时拔出栽种也有时。
There's a time to plant, to reap, to sow, and to destroy.
哭有时，笑有时。
It's time to cry. There's time to laugh.
婚礼有时啊，这个拆散有时，这个堆积有时。
There's a time to marry.
所以神造万物啊，各按其时成为美好。神有神的时间，神的意思啊，那这样子万物万事都成为美好。
So God has created everything in its timing, and it's for all good.
那你急着要个东西，如果时候不对呢？
And how about you want something, but it's not the right time?
你要看雪，要等到冬天呢？
If you want to see snow, you have to wait till winter.
那你要跑到东部来，你在南加州看不到雪的。
And you have to come to the East Coast. You cannot go to California.
所以你有一个期待，你有一个祈求，有时候神有他的时候。
And so when you have an expectation, but God also has His time.
我们谈过，其实灵界也有灵界的时候。
And we also mentioned that in the spiritual realm, it has its time.
我们活在物质界啊，我们也有我们的时候，但是活在灵，我们这个祈求的东西有时候跟灵界有关系，跟神的旨意有关系啊，灵界也有他的时候。
And although we live in the physical world, but sometimes the things has related to the spiritual world, and it has its own time.
所以但以理啊，禁食三个七天呢，后来第21天，天使才来找他。
So Daniel fasted for 37 days and nights, and then the angel went to look for him.
那天使跟他讲，其实你祷告第一天呢，神就听到了。但是呢，因为波斯的魔君啊，阻挡我了21天呢。
And so angel told Daniel that God has heard you the first day you prayed, but because of the evil forces, there's a delay.
你有个想法，你有个需要，但是有时候临界有一个阻挡。
Sometimes you have a hope or expectation, but in the spiritual world, there's a hindrance.
那保罗说呢，他一次两次啊，想要去帖撒罗尼迦看他们，可是呢，撒旦阻挡了我们呐、啊，让我们一次两次想去呢，都没有办法成行。
But Paul mentioned that he wanted to visit the Thessalonians once and twice, but because of the hindrance, he was not able to go.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道哈、哦，这个灵界有灵界的时间哈、哦。
So, brother, sister, we have to know that there is a time for the spiritual world.
那我们要知道这个 God's time is the best time. 其实神的时候是最好的时候，有时候你看不到，但是 God's way is the best way. 神的方法是最好的方法，神的时候是最好的时候。
So we know that God's time is the perfect time and God's way is the perfect way.
有时候真的只能等候啊。
Sometimes there's no choice but to wait.
我可能跟大家分享过啊，我拿绿卡拿了10年才拿到绿卡。
And maybe I share with everyone that it took me 10 years to get my green card.
我妈妈一直在问我说，人家同样留学的，人家几年之后就有绿卡了，你十年还没有绿卡，你是怎么回事啊？
And so my mom asked me, how come the other students, they got the green card in a few years, but why it takes you 10 years, you still didn't get a green card?
当然这个等待的过程非常的漫长，也非常的辛苦。
And so it was very hard to wait for getting the green card.
但是我心里想，因为如果没有这十年，我出来当传道可能可能不够资格了。
And so I thought to myself, if it's not for waiting for this 10 years, perhaps I'm not eligible to become a pastor.
这个神有时候用一些苦难哈、哦、来磨练一个人哈、哦、让他能够更有神的性情。
And so sometimes God will use these hardships to train to help a person to understand God's heart better.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学会啊，这个长久的忍耐。
So brother, sister, we have to learn to have the wait longer.
我们来看诗篇第六节。
Psalms 130 verse 6.
130篇第六节。
Verse 6.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。请读。
My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning.
你知道这个天亮之前的黑暗、啊、是最黑暗的时候、啊、
And so the dawn before the light comes is the most darkest moment.
那个时候是你等到最辛苦、最疲惫、最不能等的时候。
And you wait to that point, you're so tired, you can no longer bear to wait any longer.
如果你那时候放弃啊，如果你就在那个时候放弃啊，其实下一个说不定就是光明了。
And so if you, at that moment, you want to give up, and then the sun will rise.
所以圣经上说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练啊，这个忍耐也要成功啊。
And so the Bible says that we have in hardships we learn to be endure. In endurance we learn to have hope. And in hope we build character.
那真的忍耐也要成功啊。
And so our patience has to succeed.
那如果你仔细读哦，要怎么样来帮助我们忍耐成功呢？那第五节呢？他第五节下半节说呢，我心等候神，也仰望他的话。
In verse 5, it says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope.
我们来读第七节。
Verse 7.
以色列啊，你当仰望主，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。请读。
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption.
啊，所以我们要继续仰望他的慈爱跟救恩。
And we have to hope for his redemption. And
那这个过程当中呢，你有什么帮助你的有没有？就是这边提到说，你也要仰望神的话。
And so in this process, we have to look up and hope in God's word.
我在等候当中呢，有几个经文我特别喜欢，帮助我可以忍耐等候下去。
And so in my process of waiting, there's few Bible verses that help me to continue wait and be patient.
我就拿这几节跟大家分享。我们来看诗篇二十五篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalms 25 verse 3.
诗篇二十五篇第三节。
Psalms 25 verse 3.
二十五篇第三节，还等候你的，必不羞愧。到这里。
Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed.
真的呢，我们如果按照神的旨意等候，神不会让我们羞愧。
As long as we're waiting according to the will of God, we will not be ashamed.
有一节我也蛮喜欢的，等候的时候，我们来看箴言十三章十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 12.
十章十二节，所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧；所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life.
啊，我们要去想哦，虽然你现在很忧伤哦，你这个盼望迟延了，但是呢，你要想，当你得到那个日子呢，啊，就好像你得到一棵生命树一样啊。
And so although now our waiting might be very sorrowful, but we have to understand when we gain it, it is like a tree of life.
耶稣说，忍耐到底的必然得救。
And so Jesus says, those who persevere to the end shall be saved.
我很喜欢一句话，
still like a saying.
他说呢，如果冬天来了，春天还会再远吗？
And so if winter arrives, is spring far away?
如果冬天到了，春天还会远吗？
If winter arrives, spring is close.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要继续忍耐，忍耐等候人生，春天的来临。
And so brother, sister, let's be patient in waiting, spring will arrive.
你看哦，这个诗人真的充满了信心哦，在等候当中他也充满了信心啊。
And so this psalmist has great patience in waiting.
他great faith 哦，因为他相信呢，神有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩呢。
And so he believes that the Lord Jesus is filled with mercy and hope.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们谈到蒙恩的三步骤，我们祷告是蒙恩的开始。
And so today, brother, sister, we talk about these three ways to obtain grace.And to pray is the first.
我们认罪悔改，让我们祷告有功效，是一种复兴的开始，灵性复兴的开始。
And to repent of our sins, that is the beginning of our renew of our life.
那再来我们谈到真的也要耐性等候神。
And finally, we talked about we have to have patience to wait on God.
感谢主，今天我们就聚会到这里。
Thank God we'll conclude our service here today.